90% of my love.
你如果早告诉我你只给我 90%, 我不会跟你站在这边结婚的。
So the bride will probably say, if you told me earlier, I would not be at this wedding.
我在大学认识一个弟兄，他长得蛮帅的。
I knew a brother, very handsome at college.
套用昨天那些妈妈们提醒我的，应该讲的长得很整齐、很干净，不要讲太帅、太漂亮的是吧？他长得真的是很帅。
And he was rather handsome and neat.
有一天他跟我讲。
And one day he told me.
我说你怎么大学快毕业了都还不交女朋友？
So I asked him, "You're about to graduate from college. How come you still don't have a girlfriend?"
他说他一直有一个很大的不甘心在他的里面。
Because he just was not willing.
他不甘心。全世界有几十亿的女人，只有一个可以归给他。
He was not willing, and he can't just accept that there are millions and billions of women, and only one can belong to him.
我一听我就知道他还没有成熟 enough 可以结婚。
Then I realized he was not mature enough to get married.
弟兄姊妹，当我们进入婚礼的时候
，When we walk into the aisle,
这个爱是一个 committed 的一个爱，是一个完全的。
The love is a complete and committed love.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天侍奉神，神说不可以有掺杂。
So when we serve God, God says you have to serve me, and it should be pure.
比那个婚姻里面不可以有掺杂还要绝对。
And it should be more pure and more absolute than marriage.
所以弟兄姊妹，第一件事情我们要学习的就是我们要来越来越求主把我们从世界里面转移出来，让我们清心的侍奉神。
So we need to ask the Lord to separate us from the world so that we can serve Him with all our hearts.
这个我们需要一直借着祷告求神来帮助我们。
We need to pray and ask the Lord to help us.
因为是什么能够使世界的偶像失去在我们心中的力量？
So how can the power of the world be diminished in our hearts?
不是借着我们讲一些道理，这些偶像就掉了。
It's not through sermons that this power will be diminished.
不是我们在这里推动一些活动，这些偶像就从我们心中出去了。
And it's not through church activities either.
也不是借着一些责备，这些偶像就可以出去的。
It's not through rebuking either.
原谅我说，甚至我们从偶像上受到伤害的经验，都不能叫偶像从我们里面出去。
Forgive me for saying that, but sometimes even if we are being hurt by the idols, we're not disarmed.The power of idols.
神百姓的历史，我们个人的经历都告诉我们，我们常常从立偶像。
From the history of Israel and our past experience, we know that we often rebuild our idols.
因为这边只有借着无价之宝的一线。
Only through a glimpse of this treasure.
我们里面先要来渴慕主。
We need to long and thirst for God.
我们求主来吸引我们，让我们能够快跑的来跟随他。
May the Lord draw us so that we will run after Him.
我们求主常常把他的荣美能够真正的来显现给我们，好让我们能够真实单纯的来侍奉他。
May the Lord often show us His glory so that we will serve Him wholeheartedly.
因为不然的话，这个看见摸得着的世界太可爱了。
Otherwise, this tangible, invisible world is just too lovable.
他可以借各样不同的方式来吸引我们。
It attracts us through all kinds of means.
它可以借着各样不同的方式来把我们陷在网罗里面。
And it draws us into snares through all kinds of temptations.
也许在金钱方面你吃了太多的苦头，在金钱上自由了。
Maybe you finally are freed on the matter of money.
它可以在情感上成为你的网罗。
But then it will trap you with affections.
也许你在情感上受了太多的伤害，你自由了。
And maybe you're freed from the bondage of relationships.
弟兄姊妹，他可以借着别的成就来束缚你。
But then it will probably bind you through success.
我们需要神常常在我们里面显现他的美丽。
So we need the Lord to often show us His glory and His beauty.
那为什么我这一系列一直要讲这个题目，与主更亲，爱主更深？
That's why I choose this series to love the Lord and to be closer to the Lord and love Him more.
因为除非我们自己跟主之间有一个真实第一手的关系。
Unless we have this true and first-hand relationship with the Lord.
那个活泼真实的关系，不然的话我们没有办法胜过这个事情。
We have a real and living relationship with the Lord. Otherwise, we cannot overcome the world.
第二件事情讲到我们的侍奉必须根据山上的样式来侍奉。
Secondly, we should serve according to the pattern on the mountain.
在希伯来书第八章第五节告诉我们说，当神当初嘱咐摩西。你所有所做的事情都要根据山上的样式。
Hebrews chapter 8 verse 5 says Moses was warned that everything that he built should be according to the pattern shown him on the mountain.
换句话说，我们的侍奉必须要照着神的旨意来侍奉。
In other words, we should serve him according to God's will.
昨天因为很忙，我们实在没有空做饭了，我们就出去吃饭了。
We were very busy yesterday, so we didn't have time to cook, so we went out to eat.
啊，好累，在餐馆里面，这个看到一个菜想吃，但是前面画了一个红辣椒。
And when I look at the menu, there's one dish I wanted to eat, but then there's a sign of a red pepper.
所以我就跟那个 waitress 讲，我说这个菜可不可以叫他不要加辣。
So I asked the waitress if this dish can be cooked mild.
啊，他说那个菜不加辣不好吃啊。
But she says, oh, it wouldn't be good without being spicy.
我跟他说没有关系，我说因为我对辣椒有点过敏啊。
But then I said,
我不能吃。
That's okay, because I'm sensitive to spicy food. I can't take them.
你们都知道那个菜来的有没有辣椒？
Then you can probably guess if that was spicy or not.
不然我不会讲，对不对？
Otherwise, I wouldn't mention it, right?
那个菜一上来的时候，上面红红的都是辣椒。
And then the dish was full of red peppers.
我就跟他讲，我说我不是跟你说我不能吃辣椒的。
So I asked her, didn't I tell you that I cannot take spicy food?
他说，哎呦，这个没有辣椒不好吃啊。
But she says it wouldn't be good without being spicy.
你碰到这样子的人，你还有什么办法？
So what can you do?
弟兄姊妹，今天我们很多时候侍奉神的时候，我们常常是这个样子啊。
But then we often serve God in the same way too.
我们可能有我们自己的一些看法和意思。
We have our own opinions.
啊，弟兄姊妹，神特别对摩西说，你要很谨慎。
But then God especially warned Moses to be careful.
把你所做的要照在山上的样子。
Do everything according to the pattern shown you on the mountain.
今天普天之下这么多的教会。
There's so many churches in this world now.
这么多人都在教会里面侍奉。
And many people are serving in church.
我们所有侍奉主的人都需要谦卑的有一个受教的心。
All of us who are serving God should be humble and to so that we can learn.
可能我们的侍奉，我们一切的工作，在神的眼中不算数。
It's very possible that all our services.Are deemed nothing before God.
是金银宝石呢，还是草木和弦？
Is it treasure stones or is it straws?
每天神用他的火来试验我们。
That day the Lord shall test with its fire.
那一天所罗巴伯拉起准绳来量我们的时候。
That day a measuring stick will be used to measure.
所有不照着山上的样式，一切都要除掉。
Everything that was not built according to the pattern on the mount will be destroyed.
不要让我们那一天才来后悔，说主啊，我不是奉你的名做这个做那个，甚至赶鬼医病了。
Hopefully we will not regret on that day and say, Lord, didn't we cast out demons and do healing according to your name?
主说我不认识你。
But the Lord says, I do not know you.
有的英文翻译叫做主说我没有办法 approve 你，我没有办法称许你。
Or maybe I do not approve you and I cannot praise you.
因为你不是遵照我的旨意行。
Because you did not do it according to my will.
所以山上的样式，神提醒摩西你要很谨慎。
So the Lord reminded Moses,To be watchful,
每一件事情都要照着山上的样子。
Do everything according to the pattern on the mountain.
因为摩西太聪明。
Because Moses was too intelligent.
圣经告诉我们，他学会了埃及一切的学问。
The Bible tells us he learned everything in Egypt.
因为怎么这个人太聪明了。
He's too intelligent.
神啊，你要举手，一句话就好，你不需要这么啰嗦，告诉我细节。
He can easily say, "Oh, you want the tabernacle? Okay, just count on me."
交给我办就好了。
Just count on me, I'll get it done.
我办事，你可以放心的。
Don't worry, I will do it well.
啊，弟兄姊妹，神不许他这个样子做。
But then the Lord does not want him to do it that way.
啊，我想约柜干嘛造的这么小的一个约柜呢？
He will say, How come the ark is so small?
然后我们早就造个大的约柜给神了。
Let's dig a humongous one.
连尼布甲尼撒造个金像都可以造60轴这么高的金像当偶像来拜。
See, the king Nebuchadnezzar built a big golden statue for
idols.
But then the cherubim that God wanted to build was so small.
弟兄姊妹，神说你要谨慎。
But then the Lord says, be careful.
凡你所造的物件都要根据山上的样式。
Build everything according to the pattern shown you on the mountain.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们每一个侍奉主的人都要学的。
And this is something we all have to learn.
第三件事情，我们学习在圣灵里面来侍奉。
The third thing, let's learn to serve in the Holy Spirit.
罗马书第七章第六节告诉我们。
Romans chapter 7 verse 6 tells us.
好的，叫我们脱离了律法以后，叫我们能够服侍主，是按着心灵的新样，而不是按着以文的旧样。
After being released from the law, we can serve in the new way of the Spirit, not in the old way of the written code.
或者有的翻译叫做按着圣灵的新样，而不是按着以文的旧样。
or in the new way of the Holy Spirit.
一方面说到我们不再凭着我们旧造天然生命来侍奉。
On one hand, it says we do not serve in the old way of our natural life.
我刚刚讲照着山上的样式，是指我们整个侍奉的进行必须照着神的蓝图。
When we talk about the pattern on the mount, it says that we have to, in all the process, we have to do it according to God's blueprint.
这里讲到圣灵里的侍奉，说到我们侍奉的生命的源头必须是神。
And when we say we serve in the new way of the Spirit, it refers to that the source of our power to serve has to be from God.
我们侍奉的力量也是来自于圣灵。
The power of the, to serve has to be from the Spirit.
尤其这个从前有一天说有一个小小的故事，说有一个仆人有一天他的主人有一个很重要的信叫他赶快去寄。
There was a story that a master wanted a servant to mail something.
非常非常重要，要赶快快递寄出去。
And it's a priority mail that has to be sent right away.
那么他带着这个信，他就跑出去寄去了。
So the servant took this letter and went out to mail it.
然后回来的时候，主人问他寄了没有，他说寄了。
So when he came back, the master asked him, "Did you mail it?" And he said, "Yes, I did."
而且他非常高兴地告诉他的主人，一副带着邀功的心态告诉他的主人。
And he was rather pleased to tell his master.
他说我不仅仅寄了。
Not only that I mailed it.
而且我一毛钱都没有花。
I didn't even spend a cent.
他说为什么没有花钱？
And then the master asked, "How come you didn't spend money?"
他说我到了邮筒，我看着周围都没有人，我就把它丢进去了。
So when I approached the mailbox, I see that there's no one watching, so I just dropped it in.
就没有人知道你没有付钱。
So no one knows that you didn't pay anything.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做照着自己的力量和意思来侍奉神。
You see, this is to serve God according to your own will and your own mind.
那个源头是我们天然的生命，我们的判断，我们的认为。
The source is our own natural judgment and our natural opinion.
弟兄姊妹，常常给神家带来难处。
But this often brings troubles to God's house.
心灵的新样或者圣灵里面的新样，说到我们在圣灵里面来侍奉神。
When we talk about the new way of the Spirit, it says we serve God in the Holy Spirit.
一方面说到我们得到了不断的得到的新的生命和力量来侍奉神。
On one hand, we keep receiving this new life from God to serve Him.
我们在这个新的生命里面，我们来侍奉神。
We serve God in this new life.
而另外一方面也说到我们脱离那些字句，还有那些死的侍奉。
On the other hand, we're freed from the written code and the dead service.
我们里面是活的。
We're living inside.
弟兄姊妹，一个对的侍奉，我们里面应该是活的。
If we're serving the right way, then we should be alive.
那是一个圣灵的新样，越侍奉，我们里面越有生命。
If we serve in the Holy Spirit, the more we serve, the more life we will have.
我们越侍奉，我们里面应该越喜乐。
The more we serve, the more joy we will have.
那很多时候我们很容易掉到以文的旧样里面去。
But then we often fall into the old way of the written code.
我们重复习惯性的侍奉。聚会的时候
especially if we serve in habits,
慢慢我们失去了它真正的意义
gradually we lose the true essence.
有什么心灵的新样，叫做每一次都是新鲜的。
If we serve in the new way of the Spirit, every time will be fresh.
主耶稣，我们在你的桌前，我们纪念你。
Lord, before your table, we remember you.
跟我们讲，主，我们在你的桌前又来纪念你，感谢你。
Or you can say, "Oh, in your table we serve you, we remember you."
你自己都可以 tell the difference.
You can tell the difference yourself.
真正从心里面对主讲话的时候
If we truly talk to the Lord from our heart,
何等的不同
How different it will be.
上礼拜我说 making a prayer 跟 talking to God 是两个完全不同的境界
Last week I mentioned that it's totally different talking to God and making a prayer.
你在那里做一个祷告跟真正跟神交谈两件事情。
Really make a prayer or making just a prayer and talking to God are two totally different things.
所以我们在这里做 service 侍奉，跟我们在这里侍奉神两件太不同的境界。
So performing a service is totally different from serving God Himself.
这叫做心灵的新样。
And that is the new way of the Spirit.
第四件事情讲到我们在爱的里面，我们甘心乐意的来侍奉。
Then we have to serve God in love with a willing heart.
约翰福音十二章二十六节，主说：“我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里。”
John chapter 12 verse 26 says, "Wherever I am, my servant shall also be."
我们带着爱，愿意来 follow 他。
Because in love, we're willing to follow Him.
哥罗西书三章二十三节到二十四节，我们一起读一下，这节很重要。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 and 24. Let's read together. Colossians. Colossians chapter 3.
我们从22节后半读起，读到24节。不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的，总要存心诚实敬畏主。无论做什么，都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。因为你们知道，从主那里必得着基业为赏赐。你们所侍奉的，乃是主基督。在这里特别讲到，我们在这里做事要甘心的来做。
It talks about that when we whatever we do, we have to do it with a willing heart.
以弗所书第六章有一个类似的经文，也是讲到要甘心，要火热的来侍奉他。
It also mentions that in Ephesians chapter 6 that we have to serve God with a willing and fervent heart.
因为这边侍奉里面如果没有爱，这个侍奉在神的面前那个价值不高。
Without love, our service has no value in God's heart.
如果我们纯粹只是因为看见主权而来侍奉神，那虽然好，但是不是最好的。
If we only serve God because He's sovereign, it's good, but not the best.
没有一个侍奉比在爱的里面甘心的来做，更摸着被服侍者的心。
Nothing can touch the heart of those who are being served more if we serve with love and a willing heart.
家庭生活也是这样。
The same way with our family.
孩子去做家这些倒垃圾、洗碗，如果都是被你打去的才做，弟兄姊妹，那个价值实在不高。
If all our children do housework because otherwise we will hit them and there's no value.
丈夫妻子之间的帮助，如果是因为吵架吵出来的，弟兄姊妹，那个价值，很可惜啊。
And then husbands, the same way with husbands and wife, if they only help each other so that they will avoid quarrel.And that's not very valuable.
所以旧约里面有些仆人，他们侍奉他们的主人。
So in the Old Testament, it mentioned that some servants they serve their master.
当时间到了，他们可以被称为自由的时候。
When the time comes that they can become free.
但是有一些的仆人，他们来找他们的主人。
And then there are some servants who will come to their masters.
我爱我的主人和他的一家，我不愿意自由出去。
And then they may say, I love my master and his household, and I will not.
这样子的仆人就被带到审判官的面前。
And then these servants will be brought to a judge.
把他们的耳朵贴着门框找一个洞。
And then their ears will be pierced on the door frame.
这个人终身侍奉他的主人。
And then this person will serve his master all his life.
这个洞比今天年轻人戴耳环的洞不知道值多少钱，对不对？
And then that hole is much more valuable than the holes that we pierce for earrings.
这是一个十字架的印记。
Because that's a mark of the cross.
这是一个属神、终身归神、爱神的印记。
Because that's a mark that we belong to God and we will love Him and serve Him all our life.
完全从爱里面出来。
It's out of love.
所以当从爱里面出来的时候，这个人服侍就不会觉得勉强。
If it's out of love, then we will not feel being urged or pushed to serve.
他就不容易埋怨。
And then he will not complain easily.
而且更稀奇的一件事情就是，真的从爱里面来的服侍，他非常的主动。
And then even more wonderfully, services out of love will be more active and voluntary.
不用人催，不用人安排，他很主动的就会来寻求来做。
You do not have to urge him or force him or prearrange.
在台湾有经营之神称呼的王永庆先生。
There's a tycoon in Taiwan.
听说他年轻的时候，他做过很多很多这个不同的事业。
When he was young, he was in many different professions before.
他是从平地起身的一个人。
He started from nothing.
听说他年轻的时候有一阵子他开米店，卖米的店。
When he was young, one time he owned a store to sell rice.
所有顾客来的时候，他不仅仅把米卖给他。
Whenever customers come, he not only sell them rice.
马上拿出布子问客人：“你住在哪里？你家有几个人？几个大口？几个中口？几个小口？”我不晓得中国大陆来的听得懂听不懂这个。
And then he will bring out his notebook and then ask the customer like how many people in the household and how many adults and how many children.
翻译得很好，就是饭量是大口、中口、小口。And anyway, 他有了这些资料以后呢，他就跟客人讲说，你以后不用担心你的米，你快吃完之前米就会送到你家来。
After he collected this data, and then he would tell his customer, from now on, you do not have to come and buy rice.When your rice is about done, and I will deliver rice to your house.
几十年以前买米要走那么远，要去扛米，那真是很麻烦的事情。
In 10 years ago, it was a difficult thing to go buy rice rather tedious.
你就发现他的顾客真的都不需要去担心家里面的米什么时候吃完。
But then his customers do not have to worry when they will run out of rice.
他没有米的时候，家里面的米就上来了。
When the rice was about to run out, he would deliver more.
弟兄姊妹，为什么他能够成功？他全心都在他的 customer 身上。
So why could he become successful? Because all his heart was on his customer.
他不需要人家勉强他、教他，他自己的心就在那里。
He did not have to be forced to think about his customers.
真正甘心乐意的侍奉，我们的心在主的身上，怎么样去叫他喜乐？
So if we truly serve God with heart, with a loving and willing heart, our heart will be on Him.
所以弟兄姊妹，求我们在一切的服事的里面，我们看见我们是坐在主的身上。
May we see that in everything we do it for the Lord.
无论做什么，我们是为主做。
Whatever we do, we do it for the Lord.
就跟 Mother Teresa 说，她碰到每一个病患乞丐，当她在那里大麻风的人，她在那里洗窗口的时候，她说我如同坐在主的身上。
Just as Mother Teresa says, whatever she did for a leper or for a sick, she considered doing for Jesus.
今天陈旭丹后面印的文章，你们回家再看啊。那个鞋匠，他说他修每一个鞋。他像是在为主修鞋一样。
Just like a shoemaker story, he fixed every single shoe as if he does it for the Lord.
就是嘉荣弟兄在医院里面，我看到那么多弟兄姊妹那样子的爱他、关心他，这个不吃不喝的陪着他，我心里面非常的感动。
For the past week, when I saw so many brothers and sisters who would spend time to keep a brother Jarong company in the hospital, my heart was greatly moved.
马太福音二十五章主告诉我们，凡是坐在弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我的身上。
In Matthew chapter 25, the Lord Jesus tells us that whatever you do to the least of these brothers, you are doing unto me.
弟兄姊妹，我们求神开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
让我们知道我们侍奉是在侍奉他。
So that we know that when we serve, we're serving Him.
最后结束的时候，我们用约书亚的一句话来结束我们的信息。
Before conclusion, let's conclude with a passage in the book of Joshua.
我们看约书亚记最后一章。
Let's turn to the last chapter of Joshua. Chapter 24.
十五节。
Verse 15.
至于你们以为侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢？是你们所住在这地的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。刚才我们讲到侍奉神是一个福分，也是一个本分。
So serving God is a blessing and also our duty.
侍奉神是一个理当如此侍奉，是一个理当，但是也是一个拣选。
Serving God is a reasonable thing and also is a choice.
虽然我们理当来侍奉他，
even though we ought to serve Him,
但是在时间的里面，我们永远有拣选的权利。
But in time, we always have this free choice.
而这个拣选，我们要为着我们的拣选负最大的责任。
But yet, we have to be responsible for our choice.
约书亚太知道侍奉神的重要和可贵了。
Joshua knew the importance and then the meaning of serving God.
当他120岁年老的时候，他告诉他的110，他告诉他们的这个神的子民。
So when he was in his old age, he told God's people.
你们如果以为侍奉耶和华为不好
，if you do not desire to serve God,
你们今天就可以选择所要侍奉的神。
Today you can choose your God to serve.
因为如果我们不是侍奉神，我们就是在侍奉马门。在神的眼中，只有这两种。
In God's eyes, if you're not serving God, you're serving money. That's all.
约书亚说，至于我和我的家，我们必定要来侍奉神。
But Joshua says, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们每一个人的生活就是一个侍奉的生活。
So that our life would be a serving God, a serving life.
打一个电话给福音朋友，关怀一个新来的，我们都是坐在主的身上。
Whenever we make a phone call or we have care for brothers and sisters, we do it for the Lord.
我们为了有需要在难处中的弟兄姊妹，我们扬声向神祷告，这都是侍奉。
When we pray for brothers and sisters who are in need, that's also serving God.
我们在教会的里面，我们扶持聚会，我们为讲台、为带师的弟兄姊妹祷告，弟兄姊妹，我们都在侍奉神。
Whenever we pray for those brothers and sisters who are serving, we're also serving God.
无论做什么，
whatever we do,
像是给主做的，
do it for the Lord.
而且我们从心里面为主做，
out of our own heart, do it for the Lord.
我们这样必从主那里得到基业作为赏赐。
If we do so, we will receive inheritance as our reward.
为什么呢? 因为我们所侍奉的是主基督。
Because the one we serve is Lord Jesus.
虽然我自己在服侍主的路上，好多事里面也蛮灰心、蛮疲倦的。
Even though I often feel frustrated and discouraged in serving God.
但是我曾经跟弟兄姊妹做过见证，我仍然会在这里做这样子的见证。
But then I have given the testimony before, and I will continue to give such testimony.
如果主再给我一次机会的话。
If the Lord gives me another chance,
我是说，如果我将来还有再生那么一次这样子的拣选的机会的时候，
I mean that if I have another life, that I will have another choice.
我仍然会趴在主的面前求他怜悯施恩，让我能够来侍奉他。
I will still bow down before Him and ask for His mercy to give me chance to serve Him.
在这样子的世代里面，要来侍奉神本身就是一个挑战。
It's already a big challenge to serve God in this generation.
世界的王想要得到世上的精华和最好的人。
Because the king of the world wants to get the best.
在座的每一个人，我们都是这个世界不配有的人。
Every one of us here is not worthy to be of the world because we belong to Him.
我们应该是属于那位尊贵的主，那位造我们的主。
Because we belong to this glorious God who created us.
我们最后再唱第一节跟第三节。
Lastly, let's sing
stanzas
1 and 3. If the message does not affect us, then it will not bring us blessing. How about let's make a wish that we will serve God.
也在教会的里面，我们自己祷告神，仰望他的指点，让我们至少做一件事情。
And then let's look upon for His mercy and His guidance that at least we will do one thing at church.
为着神，为着他的家，我们甘心在这里服侍他。
For God and for His house, let's serve with willing hearts.
不管搬运，不管整洁，不管招待，不管任何的服侍。
Whether it's for transportation, it's for ushering, or whatever.
或下礼拜我们的整洁。
Or maybe our cleaning next week.
我们都在主的面前把自己奉献上来，真觉得在侍奉他。
Let's all offer ourselves and know that we are serving Him.
原谅我说，就连我们礼拜天的早晨，有一个最好侍奉的挑战。
We already have a very good challenge on Sunday morning.
礼拜天早晨，我们准时来聚会。
How about come to meeting on time?
哪里有叫王在这里等我们的呢？
Have you heard of asking the king to wait?
应该是我们都预备好了要来朝见他。
We should all get ready to meet him.
我们都预备好我们的心要向他献上赞美，献上敬拜。
We should be ready to give him praises and singing.
因为我们最近几个礼拜教会迟到的情形非常的严重。
It's not recently the situation is getting worse that people are getting late.
如果我们偶尔有特别的事情耽误了，我们都能够了解。
We all understand that sometimes we would have something that would delay us.
但是不要让它成为一个习惯。
But don't make it a habit.
应该是一个好习惯。
We should have good habits.
在好习惯的里面，我们配上信心，配上爱。
And then in good habits, let's mix it with faith and love.
我们真像圣经上说的，我们带着诚心和充足的信心。
That's with a sincere and faithful heart.
我们来亲近他。
Come near him.
弟兄姊妹，这就是一个很美的侍奉。
And this is a beautiful service.
我们一起来学习。
Let's learn it together.
我们最后唱第四节，唱完我们有些祷告。
Lastly, let's sing stanza four and then we'll pray.
Some prayers.